This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And happy 4th of July to you. Here we are. Some of you may be working. Some of you may be off, just relaxing at the house, drinking a cup of coffee a little after 8 o'clock. Maybe some of you are driving, going to your destination, trying to hit the road a little bit early. Yesterday, so last evening, would have been the time most people were on the roads traveling for the 4th of July so they can get there ahead of time. Maybe you said, yeah, I don't want that. I'm just going to leave Friday morning. I'll get the family up early, and I'll travel then. So maybe if I'm in the car with you, so happy to be with you here. All the different ways you can reach the show, feel free to do so. And the text message line is 800-905-0989. You say that sometimes to your radio, too, don't you? But the big, beautiful bill, it got through the House yesterday. It was... yes, still a big deal, and a lot of Republicans cheering at the passage of this.
Nays are 218, the nays are 214. The motion is adopted.
All right, a little, I guess, pre-4th of July celebration for Republicans. Now, what happened yesterday was they wanted to get this vote going, and Hakeem Jeffries took to the House floor and started speaking. And they said this was a record-breaking House floor speech. Now, I don't think he wants to call it a filibuster, but that's kind of what they did, knowing he was trying to hold up the vote, specifically what he was trying to do.
Dr. King said that if you can't fly, run.
That's right.
If you can't run, walk.
That's right.
If you can't walk, crawl. But at all times, press on. And keep pressing. And so as I take my seat, I just want to say to the American people that no matter what the outcome is on this singular day, we're going to press on.
All right, so that was towards the end of his speech. He went a little bit longer after that, but that's Hakeem Jeffries, looked at as the leader of the Democrat Party, because there's not a lot of leaders in that party right now. I think there's other people that would claim to be leaders, much more progressive people that want to look at themselves as the leader. But I think when it comes to an organized Democratic Party, Hakeem Jeffries is the one that they would most likely point to. And yesterday, too, when he was doing this, you know, semi-filibuster on the House floor to hold back the vote as long as he could, Twitter... had his nickname trending. Now, his nickname is Dollar Store Obama, which I think is hilarious. But I wanted to do a flashback from not that long ago. Hakeem Jeffries said that if you act in the way that he's acting, then it's racist. This is what he said not long ago.
That is why it's essential, it's important, it's necessary, with the fierce urgency of now, to pass the Joe Manchin Freedom to Vote Act, and the John Robert Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. By any means necessary, including reforming a filibuster rule that is dripping in racist history in defense of slavery and Jim Crow. On this issue, make no mistake, when it comes to the protection of the voting rights of every single American, we shall overcome.
Now, here's a couple of telltale signs that you know you're listening to Hakeem Jeffries. One, there's some hypocritical nature to it. So obviously he's out there doing a semi-filibuster when he said that filibusters are dripping in racist history, saying that Jim Crow filibusters are dripping in racist history. Two, he's going to quote someone like Dr. Martin Luther King, and he's going to have a crowd of people behind them filling in the blanks because he takes these long dramatic pauses as he I don't know if there's so much dramatic pauses. I think it's just kind of a flaw in his speaking. I don't know if he does it on purpose. I think he does it just be kind of like a speech impediment in a way. So you have Hakeem Jeffries on the floor stretching things out. As soon as he was done, Republicans got to business. They started passing. Big, beautiful bill. I think Fox News said will be signed today at 5 p.m. Eastern time. So we should see that hit the news cycle by later tonight here on the 4th of July. Exactly what Donald Trump wanted. Let me just say, too, we went through the last election cycle, and one of the big moments of the last election cycle was, hey, this is the moment for woke. This is going to be Kamala Harris's moment. She's going to prove that the American people want biological men in female restrooms, even for children. They want gender-affirming care, is what they call a quote-unquote care. And they don't want parents involved if a child wants to mutilate themselves, irreversibly turning back their biology. And let's go look at the schools, you know, school choice, homeschooling, that's bad. You need to pump as much money into public schools that are failing. You know, and if not, you're just a racist, misogynist, you know, fill in the blank, whatever name calling, Nazi, throw that in there too. So the American people voted for Donald Trump in the last election, and the Democrat Party got a wake-up call. The wake-up call being this wokeness, gender ideology that we've went all in on was a mistake. Now Hakeem Jeffries, the lead of the Democrat Party, goes back onto the floor and says, we need to go back to what's tried and true with the Democrat Party, which is everything is racist except for us and the Democrats. There is no way we could ever involve ourselves in ways that are racist, so we're going to invoke Dr. Martin Luther King and just let everyone know that if you are against us, then you are racist. That is the strategy moving forward. If Hakeem Jeffries continues to be the leader of the Democratic Party, which you can go and watch this and realize that it's not a smart move and you can laugh. Here's where the big bet is going to be. You're going to have midterm elections and they're going to continue to hark on this until next year. If the economy continues to grow and we continue to see it in record territory and you go file your taxes at the start of next year and you realize, hey, you got a little bit of money back and you didn't have to pay as much. And your Medicare is still there. Your Social Security is still there. You're probably, if you're a senior and they're taxing you less on your Social Security, that's a good thing. And trade deals are good. Let's say between now and then, Iran is still not a nuclear threat and Israel still exists. And who knows, maybe between Ukraine and Russia, there's some major progress or at least a long-term ceasefire where they're not going to keep fighting. If all of these things are in place the way Donald Trump is setting them up, for the 2026 year, things are going to look great. If it's not going to line up that way, then what you're going to find is the Democrats saying that none of this worked and it's going to be a bad time for Republicans. So there is a lot online for next year. And it's going to be a big fight to make sure we keep this country on the right track. Either you're going to be in the direction where the country is doing great, or you're going to be rooting for its downfall so you can get back in power. So let's hope the Republicans can keep this and the things that they're projecting are actually going to come to fruition. All right, coming up in the next break, in the next segment, he's a Nashville-based entertainment attorney. He wrote a memoir called Crazy Lucky. His name is Jason Mason. He had clients like Reba McEntire, Olivia Newton-John, Frankie Valli, Smokey Robinson, Quincy Jones, the Jackson 5, that includes Michael Jackson, Roy Orbison. I wanted to have him talk about some of these musical greats that he worked with. I mean, it's just absolutely the client list of this guy. So he writes his memories, what they're like in behind the scenes, I guess. I'm always fascinated by that. So we're going to have a conversation with John Mason coming up after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere on WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
And joining us is someone that just put out a memoir called Crazy Lucky. He's a legendary entertainment attorney, John Mason. Thank you for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, Ryan. It's really a pleasure to be on your show.
Is that a specialized field, entertainment attorney? You know, some people focus on different parts of law. I didn't realize you can go to school for entertainment.
You can now. There are entertainment studies programs all over the country. Here in Nashville, where I live, there's a terrific one at Belmont, one at Vanderbilt. Back in the day when I went to law school, it wasn't available as a career. And of course, I talk about in the book, I graduated from law school in 71, really focused on talent. And I would say, just responding to your question, there are entertainment lawyers who represent only what I would call the exploiters of talent, right? Motion picture production companies, television networks, broadcasters, record companies. And then there are a few of us that do only represent talent. Mm-hmm. And in my book, I've focused on some of the icons that I've been able to work with on the talent side. And I made that up in 1971 as far as a career, but it's worked out well.
Yeah. Let's look at some of the different names. Reba McEntire, Olivia Newton-John, Frankie Valli, Smokey Robinson, Quincy Jones, the Jackson Five, the Roy Orbison family, among others. This is an interesting business to be in. What do you think the number one job is to be an entertainment attorney for these type of musicians? What's the biggest thing that you have to be to those people?
a trusted, benevolent representative. So in my part of the business, representing talent, there are agents and managers and lawyers and business managers. And the four really don't cross because agents are booking people, managers are theoretically guiding people and good making good career choices. Business managers are dealing with money. And my role is to ensure that successful talent get paid fairly and get treated fairly by everyone in the industry, from personal appearances to record companies to streaming services. And that's probably more relevant today than it was even in the 70s when I started, because there are so many more outlets for people to enjoy talent.
Mm. And I think when people hear that, they think about, oh, that's what an agent does. Like, they have the cell phone, and if you go back a couple of decades, the giant cell phone that was bigger than a brick. And, you know, they would go to the negotiating table and they get the most money for their client. Is that what an entertainment attorney is, basically an agent?
No, not at all. And I don't cross the line with agents or managers in terms of what I do. My job is business. Agents are, you know, they're talent agents, they're booking. So they're either booking personal appearances, television appearances, broadcast opportunities. They have never, agents in particular, never really been involved in contract negotiations, particularly in music. More so in film, when I was very active in films, the agents book the actors. But when the contract comes, and particularly those complicated gross and net receipts contracts, the lawyer takes over and deals with the detail.
Yeah. Crazy Lucky. This is your memoir filled with never before heard anecdotes involving the likes of Michael Jackson, Brian Wilson, Shakira, and countless others. Do you get a little bit worried?
Yeah.
Some of them clients, it's people you've known for years. You've worked with them and you think, oh man, I don't want to say something that would embarrass them, or they would get mad at me for putting into a memoir.
Well, I wouldn't do that. And when you read the book, you're going to see they're more, I would say, more uplifting stories. They're fascinating because it's about the opportunity to work with famous people every day. And what I had said maybe 5 minutes ago about trust and confidence is key. So all the stories that I'm telling about the people that you mentioned and others are not in any way embarrassing to them. I mean, it might be embarrassing that Michael Jackson had headphones on every time we had a meeting, or that Shakira wanted to sit for 8 hours to read every word of every contract. But I find that fascinating for people who haven't been able to share that life.
I like the idea of Shakira pulling out these little glasses, you know, and putting them on, reading everything at the table while people patiently wait, staring at her. I love that idea because I thought that's what you're supposed to do when you sign documents, but then she hires you. You're supposed to read over that, right?
I do. And in her case, we would set 8-hour meetings and there would be nobody there except her parents in another part of the house. No reading glasses. She would sit with me next to her and literally ask me what every sentence meant, a word she didn't understand. Remember, she grew up as a Spanish speaker, so it wasn't all very clear. And the kinds of deals that Shakira makes, which the public has seen, are pretty complicated. You know, the tour sponsorships and clothing sponsorships. It takes a lot of work to understand the contracts.
Right. So the memoir is Crazy Lucky. Can I ask you about a couple of the different people in your book, and you can give me some stories, because Brian Wilson just passed away and you worked with Brian Wilson?
Yes. Incredibly, sadly, coincidentally, Brian passed away on the day my book was published.
Oh.
And of course that was coincidental. I haven't seen Brian, hadn't in a little over a year. I worked with Brian, And I love the stories of talking to Brian, working with Brian, dealing with Dr. Landy, the infamous psychologist. But over the last few years, Brian's mental health deteriorated incredibly. He was the last surviving Wilson brother and the one that took least care of himself. But yeah, it was, the stories about Brian are fascinating for me to even reread all the way up through after I was terminated because I had said, Landy's got to go or I got to go. But then I got to do the interview with Diane Sawyer, which is on YouTube and all over, and talk about the truth of the Landy Wilson relationship. And I've discussed that at length in the book.
Mm. It's so interesting, too, because people look at celebrities as these, you know, you put them up on a pedestal. They're so much different than we are. When you're in a room one-on-one with someone that has such a high social pedestal to them, a standard to them, does it feel that way to you when you're there, or do they just feel like another person?
Overall, definitely feel like just another person. And I think the overall arch of my book is that all of the celebrity icons are real people, and it's very rare that you'd have a, you know, Sean Combs, Diddy, who abused the power of the position. More likely you'd run into a Taylor Swift who remains grounded and is a gift to her fans, gives a gift to the fans. She just did a song live here last Friday night in Nashville at the football player thing that her boyfriend does. So that's really, really more like it. And all of my meetings with my clients have been at their house. Rarely would a client come to my office. And part of that is just the comfort of them feeling comfortable in their home. And the other part is just they need time to chill out. Mm-hmm. And that generally is when they're at home is the only time they get to chill out.
John Mason is a Nashville-based entertainment attorney, and he has that new memoir, Crazy Lucky, which you can find online, wherever books are sold. We'll continue our conversation with John Mason after the break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Tara Show. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
And welcome back. Joining us now is a Nashville-based entertainment attorney. He's got a memoir called Crazy Lucky. His name is John Mason. He's represented a lot of celebrities. It's kind of interesting to hear the behind-the-scenes stories of it. We now continue our conversation with John Mason. Michael Jackson's an interesting person in pop history. When did you start representing him?
I began representing the Jacksons. And I mentioned this in the book, the Jacksons had been signed as the Jackson 5 to Berry Gordy and Motown. They decided to leave, and I think that was 82, and moved to CBS Records. And Berry Gordy had trademarked the name Jackson 5, so they couldn't be called the Jackson 5, and they used the name the Jacksons. Michael was in the Jacksons and hadn't started his solo career during the time I was with them. Michael's father, who was a difficult guy, was trying to get a son, Randy Jackson, who's not the guy from American Idol,
okay,
to become the next Michael, because it really looked like Michael was going to move to a solo career. And in fact, he did. And in all the meetings we had, Jackson's meetings with all the brothers, and even Janet was there as a child, and LaToya and Rebbie and Catherine, the mom, everybody was there. And Michael would sit right in the meeting with the brothers, but he was always had those headphones on and really wasn't listening because his head was into where he was going and not where the family was going.
Yeah. You know, I look at this, and of course, as an outsider, because you see people that you listen to their music for decades, and you remember them from a certain time when they were young and singing this, but now it's 2025, and they're not young anymore. And you can look at Brian Wilson, I guess, as an example of that. People age, and then you just can't perform the way that you used to. And Frankie Valli is another one of those. Do you ever get to the point where you're like, wow, I can't believe I've been with these people decades? Do you have to give advice to them sometimes, sit them down and say, you're not a young guy anymore. Maybe we have to start looking at other means.
No, I do think that sometimes, but every talent, and if you're talking about performing talent, like Frankie Valli, who just turned 92.
Right.
He does say, this is my life. I love doing shows. I feel for the audience that goes to Frankie Valli. They're seeing a legend. I remember seeing Tony Bennett when he was 90 a few years ago or 5 years ago and thinking, I'm so lucky that I got to hear Tony Bennett. And with Frankie in particular, because he's 92, that's what he does and that's what he loves. Others of my clients, well, let's say, where's Reba McEntire? She works harder than she ever has in her life. And you never know. With Olivia Newton-John, who passed away sadly 3 years ago, we worked together 50 years.
Wow.
Olivia toned down her performances in her career because of her health. I think she always would have loved to give more to her fans and be there, but my answer to you is every person makes their own decision about that. I'm not pushing anybody over the edge of the cliff. And as long as they want to keep active, we will keep active. And Frankie Valli, Bob Gaudio, Four Seasons partnership is one of the most active businesses I've ever represented, because there's Jersey Boys and record distribution. They own all the masters. They own all the compositions. So everyone's different.
Yeah.
Here you have December, I think it was, Quincy Jones passed away at 90. He was working as hard, I'm sure, the last days of his life as he ever did, because he loved that. He loved the work. He loved being Quincy Jones. He loved creating and building new projects. And working with him was always a treat. And I mean, for anybody that would work with Quincy Jones, he was just brilliant. So age shouldn't really affect anything other than your physical ability to do your job.
Yeah, I saw Frankie Valli about 20 years ago. It was so fun. It was so fun.
Oh, my gosh. When he was only 72.
I know. He was so good. Well, I was lucky. I used to see so many different concerts when I was younger, and I kind of lost the drive to go see live music because when you get older, you're more of a convenience guy, and you're like, I really don't know if is it worth it. And I find the only people that are worth it for me now are a lot of these legacy musical acts that I remember loving so much, you know, 20 years ago or whatever it was. And there's so many of them that perform now, and I go and I just have a blast. I feel so young again going back and doing some of these. But I think about today's culture, and celebrities are constantly bombarded with requests for photographs from fans or interviews from different outlets, or the internet snaps a photo of them and they post it online. And there's all these different pressures that celebrities have to face today that they didn't have to face 30 years ago. And do you find that, like, I take Reba McEntire as an example. People absolutely love her. But if it was me and I was Reba, I would be afraid one day the one mistake would happen and the tide would turn. Like, I would live in that fear every day. Do you find sometimes celebrities feel that they're just one wrong slip of the tongue in their entire career could be turned upside down?
No, I actually don't. I think people who have achieved that level of success are not worried at all about failure. And I'm going to use an example who's not my client, and I barely know, met many times, Dolly Parton. Dolly is 79 years old, doing more. I mean, you could think what could she do to be a mistake, right? Yeah. Theme park, hotel, book club, children's programs. I would say a greater level of confidence when you've achieved that level of success, and there's no worry about not doing the right thing.
Wow. So many different legends you've worked with in the show biz. How do they even find you? Is it just because you have a reputation, you've been around a while, and people find you, or do you hand your card out to someone still?
I don't have a business card. I've never had a business card. It's all word of mouth. I've been doing this 54 years, and when I started in 1971, this is stories that are in the book, and I don't want to go on about my own life because you can read that part, but I was lucky to be a successful musician, and I could relate to talent when I started practicing law, and I was lucky to be able to join a law firm in the movie business and work on contracts for 7 Academy Award winning actors and actresses. And that kind of background is how I got to be known in Los Angeles, where I'm from, as a lawyer for talent in the entertainment business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you talk about recognizing talent, and I look at some of the different people that you write about in your book, your memoir that's out, Crazy Lucky, the Roy Orbison family, and I think about Roy Orbison, and I think, man, I wish I could have seen him live when I was just too young. It was before my time. What about talent like that? How do you recognize a talented person? Because not everyone's Roy Orbison. You don't automatically see it, the uniqueness of the person.
Well, I love the Roy Orbison story in the book, the story of my life with Roy, because when I met Roy, he had already had giant successful records, right? With Oh Pretty Woman and Only the Lonely. Mm-hmm. But his life had been a tragedy. He'd lost his wife. He lost two of his sons, separate incidents. His career was in a shambles. His business was a mess. And I think the beautiful thing with the Roy Orbison story, and I'm going to come back to you, is that he was able to regroup and end up as the idol of Bruce Springsteen. So to see Roy Orbison at his best, the Black and White Nights, which he and Barbara produced and he starred in with Elvis Costello and Bruce Springsteen and Tom Petty, all on the stage with Roy, that is worth an hour and a half of your time. And that was from November 1988. And you'll love it.
Wow. So Crazy Lucky, people can find the memoir online. Where do you prefer they go? Do you have a website?
I don't have a separate website. I referred, as I did to you, Ryan, to my law website rather than build a separate one. We have a section on Crazy Lucky in my johnmasonlaw.com. It's just all one word, right? johnmasonlaw.com. It's a Crazy Lucky section in there. The book is available now and has been for a week on Amazon Books and on Barnes & Noble Books and pretty much all the retail record stores that I've been in.
The book Crazy Lucky, a career-spanning memoir, you can find it, and I like the tagline on this. It's a masterclass in trust, loyalty, and how to survive and thrive in the most unpredictable industry in the world. And I got to tell you, the stories and being able to learn a little bit from that side of it, John Mason, what a fun conversation with you. Thank you for writing this, and thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you, Ryan, and I love your show.
So nice to say. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on WORD. Don't go anywhere. Happy to be with you here. I'll keep the text messages up. And if you want to message the show, we'll keep that going, 800-905-0989. And happy 4th of July to you. So much to express the gratitude of this great nation. And you'll have a weekend. Hopefully, you'll get to see friends and family and relax a little bit. Here I am, working early for you and picking up extra hours, the side hustle. I always tell people that. They say, oh, man, everyone's got a side hustle now. I'm like, yeah, I do. I get to do radio shows for the Tara Show and in some other markets as well. One person messaged, I'm doing Coast to Coast AM, which is the great overnight show hosted by George Norrie. I do that the last weekend of every month. I get to host that show. So it's, what a fun time that is. Here I am on the 4th of July with you this morning, and I'm glad that we are here together. And if you want to text me, know that I am here. A couple of things I wanted to get to before we go to the break. I'm a sucker for these type of stories. Do you ever see the headline, 106-year-old World War II vet shares his secret to long life? Now, he's not an American World War II vet. He's from the UK, so he's from England. And he talks about the thing that he does every day that he credits to his longevity. He was born July 1st, 1919. Oh, boy. This guy, you look at him, and you're like, wow, he doesn't look much over 90. He looks pretty good for being 100-plus years old. And that's saying something. I mean, whenever you see someone that's up there in that type of age bracket, oh, boy, they look it. He does not. So he says he eats custard every day. First, I thought, oh, like ice cream, frozen custard, which I'm just going to say, I'm going to throw this out there. Frozen custard is better than regular soft serve ice cream. Frozen custard's the best. I love it. But no, we're talking like the filling you get in a donut. That type of custard. And sometimes he has it warm. So he pours it out like a liquid on top of things like fruit. So there's pictures of him there. He's got his special custard gravy dispenser. Is the best way I can describe it. And he's got a bowl. He pours it into the bowl and he eats it with a spoon. And he's living to, he's 106 years old. For his birthday, he was given his own jug of custard. He says lemon's his favorite flavor for that. I like stories like that, honestly. I really do. Thank you for the text message. Good to hear from you, too, through text messages. Happy 4th of July. I saw something else, and we're going to talk more about the big, beautiful bill. That is the big thing that's going on. Probably something else that's a good thing, too. A lot of the futures, and you look at the markets, they're actually doing pretty well right now, and they like the idea that this big tax cut is going through. They anticipate financial freedom for a lot of different markets opening up on Monday, and we'll see how that plays out. But things are looking pretty well. Though the stock market is closed to New York Stock Exchange, so we won't really get new numbers. I guess we'll see how things trend on Monday. Let's hope things continue to trend up. I think Dow closed at 44,828. So we're getting close to record territory here. I think the record territory, a little over 45. Let's hope that we get that. But there's one group of people that really don't like this big, beautiful bill. No, I'm not talking about Democrats here. It is gamblers. So if you are someone that loses a bunch of money gambling, this ain't going to be good for you. They say the tax bill would slash their ability to write off their losses. So normally, if you are someone that heavily gambles and you lose all the time, you would be able to write it off as a deduction, your losses. However, you can only deduct 90% of your losses after this bill was signed, and it will be here. It looks like about 5 o'clock. So if you're a big-time gambler, this is not good for you. I would encourage you to just stop gambling. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. Happy 4th of July for you. We'll see you soon on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.